Let's stay with politics and speak with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Cabinet meeting today, Micheál, discussing and announcing a major overhaul of the Defence Forces. What's that going to involve?
That's going to involve a new Chief of Defence, kind of, which replaces the Chief of Staff at the moment. So then directly underneath you would have the head of the Naval Service and the Air Corps and the Defence Forces. So this is aimed at updating legislation that dates all the way back to 1954. The Taoiseach Minister for Defence says it will lead to more efficiency. There'll also be a head of transformation involved who will be reporting to the new Chief of Defence. And of course, that is regarded as key, and the Taoiseach on his way into Cabinet today talking about that need for the transformation culture, that it wasn't happening quickly enough in the Defence Forces, and that he believes these structural changes will help facilitate that or make it happen quicker. Of course, the Defence Forces generally in the spotlight following those revelations last week that up to 68 members are either facing charges or have convictions. The Taoiseach too saying on that front that he has appointed a barrister to look at that key question of whether or not people can be removed from their duties when they are facing charges or that trials are ongoing. And he believes there is a way of doing that, but it needs further examination.
We asked there to Dara O'Brien about decisions on RTE funding. Is there going to be a decision next week, Micheál?
Well, I think it was interesting what the minister had to say there, and other people within government have been saying that too, that the deadline as they see it isn't quite the Dáil recess of next week, that it could be perhaps later in July. The cabinet will hold a few meetings into July before you will have that decision. But what has been happening in the last 24 hours or so are bilateral meetings involving Minister Catherine Martin and some of the leaders within government. And of course, Catherine Martin has always said that his direct exchequer funding is what she would have favoured. And we do know for a fact and verifiably that the Taoiseach isn't a fan of that. He believes that the licence should be retained, the TV licence in some form should be retained. Other advocates of that view include Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Public Expenditure. When the Taoiseach has spoken about this publicly in the past, including on RTE Radio, he did seem to warm to the notion perhaps of a retained TV licence, changed in name perhaps and reformed and maybe even reduced in the annual price, and perhaps also the possibility that it could be collected by revenue. If anything is going in a certain direction, perhaps it's going in that direction and there could be a decision within the next number of weeks. But a decision, I suppose, is only the first step really, because then there's going to be legislation, and that's not expected to be published until the autumn, and that will start making its way through the Oireachtas then. But will it make its way fully through before a general election? Well, that seems highly unlikely, doesn't it, given the fairly strong likelihood, it seems, that that general election could take place in November.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. We don't know when that general election is going to be, but we